You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter. It's a podcast. And I've actually been thinking about changing the name of it because, I don't know, the name just doesn't fit anymore. If you have any ideas, let me know. Anyway, what I wanted to talk today is something that I've often wondered about, and it's why I feel like there's nothing to forgive my father for. And or why I've never really felt significantly angry at him or hurt by him. And if you've been around for a while, or if you've read my books, you know that I mostly speak warmly of him and our relationship, even though he and my mother were divorced when I was 2, and even though I didn't see much of him as I was growing up, and even though he was willing to give up what little custody and access he had to me after my mother and stepfather got married. And that he didn't give up that custody and access to me has more to do with my stepmother than him. But that's another story for another day. One thing I remember from that time when I was a little girl visiting my father every 6 weeks is that my mother felt resentful that she had to do the so-called dirty work while my father got to have a good time with me. And I know that wasn't easy. And it was while talking with a client recently that something dawned on me. She was telling me that she wanted to get over being angry at her mother and to forgive her mother. And I asked her if she had gotten over being angry at her father, who she has said was abusive to her mother prior to their divorce and who subsequently became addicted to drugs, but then got sober. And she told me that she only ever remembers being angry at him once when she was 12. And that currently they don't have much of a relationship other than speaking to each other every couple of months. I asked her to tell me how she thinks her father feels about her now. And she said that he feels pride and love towards her and that he says as much. Then I asked her to tell me how she thinks her mother feels about her. And she said that she thinks her mother hates her, because her mother has said so repeatedly, and that her mother is often frustrated, hurt, and angry with her because she doesn't do the things her mother wants her to do. I got choked up while listening because I related on so many levels. I never questioned whether or not my father loved me, but you can be sure I have questioned whether my mother loves me. My father never belittled or shamed me. I never felt that he was disgusted by me. My mother is a different story. And the body knows what feels safe and loving and what feels like fear and shaming. Even if our mothers may have intended something else, we weren't experiencing her love. We are experiencing her fear, her shame, her bitterness, her resentment, and jealousy. Now, I am fully aware that had my parents not gotten divorced, I may have had a vastly different experience of my father. And as well, I know that there are fathers who belittle, shame, and emotionally and otherwise abuse their daughters. That was my experience with my stepfather, and I'm kind of like, not so much when it comes to forgiving him. And it's no wonder that it's hard for my client and for me and my own mother, who at 82 years old still questions her mother's love for her, and maybe for you, to let go of the anger that we feel towards our mothers and to forgive them even when we so desperately want to for our own sakes. My experience, and that of many, but definitely not all, adult daughters that I speak with, is that we are not as angry and hurt by our fathers, even when we can point to things like abandonment and substance abuse and other shitty behavior, as we are by our mothers, who by all the standards of society cared for us. And I understand that that might not have been your experience. If we perceive that our fathers love and support us unconditionally, and they believe in us and our dreams, even if or when they've dropped the ball in regards to the practical or financial aspects of being a parent, it seems to be far easier to forgive them. And I'm guessing we've got some internalized patriarchy and misogyny in the mix as well, which gives men, especially white men, a pass. What may make it harder for us to forgive our mothers is that we perceive they don't love us and support us unconditionally, even if they were the ones who fed, sheltered, and clothed us, who maybe even quite literally sacrificed for us. Or, as a friend put it, she said, her dad was the one who most encouraged her to be her. She said she deeply felt that he had her best interests at heart, while her mom was more concerned with her survival, which she thought meant best interests. But my friend said that she didn't feel that her mother is at all interested in anything she wants for herself. She said, "To my mother, my best interests are what her dreams are for me." I'm reminded again of a quote that I think I shared on the podcast, which is from C.S. Lewis about love. And he said, "Love is not affectionate feeling, but a steady wish for the loved person's ultimate good as far as it can be obtained." So the question is your experience that your mother wishes or wished truly for your ultimate good beyond feeding, sheltering, and clothing you? And is it or was it your experience that your father wished truly for your ultimate good, even if he dropped the ball in those practical or financial aspects? My colleague Shyla Cash had this to say, because I shared sort of a version of this, what I'm sharing here on the podcast. I shared a version of it on Facebook. And my friend Shyla Cash, who is a trauma expert, she wrote that during birth, the neurotransmitters and nervous system regulation that a mother has or is lacking is felt at such a deep, visceral, biological level by her baby, even just from her eye contact and breath patterns. Mothers have the demand to attach and to give us that bond, but if they never received it, they cannot give it because they don't have the neurotransmitter wiring or the biological structures built in. I thought that was a very interesting way of looking at it. And then not to mention the resentment and bitterness that might come from the care aspect historically falling on a mother's shoulders alone, because our culture prizes the nuclear family. Not to mention the systems and institutions that do not allow women to be fully in control of becoming a mother or how they will mother, and then place the burden of care on her shoulders only. I will say it here, mothers shouldn't have to sacrifice themselves, and mothers were never meant to be raising children in the isolation that they do. Human beings are designed biochemically for connection. It takes 5 to 6 people to raise a child because that's how much emotional connection they are required to have. A mother struggling on her own cannot provide that. So all of this speaks to requiring systemic change so that women and mothers are truly supported and never in a position to have to sacrifice themselves for their children, and then to feel so resentful for it that they can't wish for their adult daughter's ultimate good. It's a collective pattern that needs to be broken. It is not yours alone. So, getting back to forgiveness, here are my thoughts. The idea that you have to forgive someone who abused you for your own sake is suspect. We're sold this idea that it is unhealthy or harmful for us not to forgive, and we are shamed if we can't or won't. Forgiveness can be a byproduct of healing, but it is not the tool by which we heal. Grief is healing. Allowing and honoring righteous anger is healing. Speaking your truth and having it held safely is healing. Not allowing her shame, bitterness, resentment, and jealousy to become yours is healing. Forgiveness might then happen organically, and it does not require reconciliation. Much, much love, Karen.